In this lesson, we're going to learn to define the determinant of a 3x3 matrix. In previous lessons, we learned how to find the determinant of a 2x2. We also learned how to find cofactors and minors from the previous lesson. We're going to use those now to find the determinant of a 3x3 matrix using a technique called Laplace expansion. Now, Laplace expansion involves finding the determinant by expanding along a row or a column. As it turns out, any row or column will do. So you pick your row or your column based on the ones with the easy numbers to work with, which will become apparent shortly. So let's start off by looking at row 1. So there are the three numbers, or three variables, in row 1. So according to Laplace, the determinant of A is equal to A11 times the cofactor C11 plus A12 times the cofactor C12. Remember what a cofactor is. It's a minor with a particular sign based on whether the address is odd or even. Finally, A13 times C13. And that should give us the determinant of A. Now we can also, so that's if we expand across the first row. We could also do it by expanding down, say, the second column. And we should get exactly the same number. So, or, the determinant of A will equal A12, C12, plus A22, C22, plus A32, C32. So there's 9 possible ways we can do this. Or sorry, 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 possible ways. 6, 3 rows or 3 columns. Okay, and we can calculate the Laplace, through a Laplace expansion, we can calculate the determinant of this matrix. The best way to see this is to do it by example. So let's consider the following case where we have the following 3x3 matrix. And let's suppose we're going to use Laplace expansion across the first row. So according to Laplace, the determinant of A will equal A11, C11, plus A12, C12, plus A13, C13. Okay, let me just tidy that up. That looks a bit like a 9. So there's A. So let's fill in the values. So determinant of A will equal, so A11 is 8, and C11, it comes from eliminating the first row and the first column. That leaves us with the 2x2 matrix 0, 0, 1, 3. Plus, now A12 is 1, but the address of this matrix at this part of the matrix is 1 and plus 2 is 3, is odd. So we have to multiply by negative 1. Then we have to find the determinant that's found by eliminating row 2, and or sorry, column 2 and row 1. So that leaves us with 4, 6, 1, 3. Plus A13, which is even, and that gives us 3 times the 2x2 that's created by eliminating the first row and the third column. So that leaves us with 4, 6, 0, and 0. Okay? So let's simplify that. So in the first term, we have 8 times the determinant of the 2x2, which is 0 times 3 minus 1 times 0. So that gives everything as 0. Now the next term, we have 1 times negative 1, so it becomes minus 1 times the determinant of that 2x2. So again, we multiply first the diagonal, which is 4 times 3 is 12, minus 1 times 6. 12 minus 6 is 6, so that gives us 6. Finally, the third term is 3 times the determinant of that 2 by 2, which is 4 times 0 minus 0 times 4, which of course is all 0. So this one works out quite well. And we can now simplify as that equals 0 minus 6 plus 0, or negative 6. For practice, find the determinant of this matrix using Laplace on a different row or column. And you'll find it is always negative 6. Because the determinant of any matrix, no matter how big, is always unique. Okay, so let's stop